these headlines point us back to what really matters. Ordinary neighbors showing extraordinary care. I'm Johan Heinrichs, and this is Neighborly Headlines, real stories of kindness, community, and faith in action across Canada. Let's take a look at what's been happening close to home. Hey friends, this is Neighborly Headlines, where compassion is the local news. I'm your host today, Johan Heinrichs. Today, we're headed from the wind-whipped coast of Labrador to the quiet streets of Cambridge, Ontario. Then out into the wide-open social spaces of Canada, where apparently talking to strangers is not only allowed, but it's good for you. So grab a coffee and maybe a jar of that dandelion jelly we're about to talk about. Let's get right into it. Labrador's welcome mats, dandelion jelly, and belonging. On the southern edge of Labrador, there's a group of folks who figured out that hospitality can double as an economic development strategy. They call it the Welcoming Communities Project, but it can just as easily be called Come for the Socks and Stay for the Love. Since 2022, volunteers have been delivering homemade welcome kits to anyone new in the Labrador Straits. That amounts to about 115 so far. Inside these kits are hand-knit socks, local treats, travel tips, and even a coupon for a free haircut. It's kind of a package that says, you belong here, without needing a slogan. The kits started as a response to a shrinking population, but they've become a reminder that people don't just move for jobs, they move for community. One newcomer from the Philippines said the gift basket helped him feel instantly at home. And in true Labrador fashion, the kindness didn't stop there. He now returns the favor by cooking food for his Canadian neighbors. It's a beautiful reminder that small gestures grow roots, even in rocky soil like Labrador. Our next story. Harold, the neighbor who fixes everything except his halo. In Cambridge, Ontario, one man has officially broken the don't get involved rule in modern suburbia. And everyone's grateful for it. His name is Harold, and he's the kind of neighbor who turns, hey, can you look at this, into a week-long renovation project. When Bill and Linda next door needed their kitchen redone, Harold didn't just lend him his drill. He practically became their general contractor, finding tradespeople, ripping out cabinets, installing trim, and painting the whole place himself. And then he spotted a puddle in their yard and built them an eavesdrop extension for good measure. Harold's motto is simple. If someone needs a hand, I'll give them a hand. So when a local paper, Cambridge Today, showed up to surprise him with a random act of kindness award, plus a few gift cards and sweet treats, he was speechless, which apparently is the only home improvement project he hasn't managed to finish. Hey, if every neighborhood had a Harold, there'd be fewer fences and more shared lawns. Before we get into our last story, it's time for Neighborhood Watch. This is the segment where we take a peek at some of the real-life calls Canadians have made to their cities about their neighbors. Because sometimes community life gets a little messy, a little creative. After you hear today's call, you can head over to our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook and vote in our poll. Would you call this one in? Would you talk to your neighbor? Would you let it go and pray? Or would you have a hard time not retaliating? Here's the situation. A neighbor called a bylaw to report that the neighbor's cat sits on the fence and stares at them. Now, I've met a few cats in my life, and I can tell you, intimidation is their kind of thing. They don't knock, they don't apologize, they just stare. Still, imagine calling City Hall to say, I'd like to report excessive eye contact. That's commitment. For me, well, I'm retaliating, not against the neighbor, but I'm going right up to the cat to stare him back down. I'm actually pretty good at staring contests, and I often beat my daughter's cat, Lucy. I suppose this is one of those moments that reminds us, sometimes our neighbors aren't the problem. Sometimes it's their pet's confidence levels. So what would you do? Would you call this one in? Would you talk to your neighbor? Would you let it go and pray? Or do you have a hard time not retaliating? You can vote right now on our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook. Whatever your answer, remember, every neighbor's got its quirks. This takes us into our final story of the day. Talk to strangers. It's the doctor's orders. If your mom ever told you don't talk to strangers, she probably meant well. But according to researchers and one friendly professor who started her career waving at a hot dog Toronto vendor, that advice might be hurting our social health. Studies show that little interactions, chatting with the barista, greeting the dog walker, saying hi to the neighbor whose name you keep forgetting, may actually make us happier and less lonely. Doing it even lowers stress and strengthens resilience. Who knew that your morning, how's it going, could count as cardio for the soul? A Canadian organization called Genwell is even running a national Talk to a Stranger Week. And their goal? To help people practice what one expert calls micro-bravery. Tiny acts of connection that can change your day, maybe even your life. One man from Alberta tried it as a personal challenge, speaking to a new person every day. He says it's pulled him out of depression and even led to new friendships and love. So I don't know about you, but I feel challenged by this whole idea of micro bravery, and I know that I can use it myself. So go ahead, say hi to the stranger at the grocery store. Worst case scenario, you might brighten their day. Best case, you might end up sharing your story here on Neighborly Headlines. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We had three stories, one theme, connection. Whether it's a handmade welcome, a helping hand, or a hello to someone new, community doesn't just happen. It's built one act at a time. Now go out there and make your own headline, preferably one that smells like fresh paint or dandelion jelly. These headlines remind us that good news is still all around us if we take the time to notice. Do you have a story of care happening in your neighborhood? Share it at neighborlypodcast.ca or join our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook. Neighborly is an initiative of Care Impact, a Canadian charity equipping churches, agencies, and communities with tech and training to care better together. Learn more at careimpact.ca. I'm Johan Heinrichs, and this has been Neighborly Headlines, because every story of care deserves to be seen and shared.